WKMS Program Director Tracy Ross back again. Our news director, Chad Lampe, has been on the scene down at Egner's Ferry Bridge, and I've got him on the phone now, and I believe Chad has some breaking news for us. Chad, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Tracy. We just finished speaking with Carl Kirtner of the rescue team here from Marshall County. They have about 25 rescuers that are on the water, and they are sweeping with side-scan sonar because they are not 100% sure that a vehicle did not fall in the lake. So they are doing side-scan sonar sweeps now to find out if there are any vehicles that fell with the bridge. So the earlier reports of no vehicles was not 100% accurate, and as we learn with this news as it continues to develop, since this happened at around 8:10 this evening, that they are still scanning the water, and there's no confirmed report of a fatality, but there are no confirmed reports or 100% reports that there were no fatalities. We also found out that they're searching water that's about 60 feet deep, and they should find out in the next hour or so. We've moved from the lodge at Kin Lake State Resort Park down to the marina, where we did meet with Mr. Kirtner from the Marshall County Rescue Squad. He also says that the span that fell into the water was around 200 feet in length. So that's a 200-foot span of this bridge that carries around 3,000 vehicles per day between Marshall County and land between the Lakes National Recreation Area. Most people pass through this on Highway 6880 to get across into Trigg County, then on to Interstate 24. What we're also learning that it didn't necessarily look to Mr. Kirtner that the accident occurred hitting a pier of the bridge, rather that maybe it was the top of the barge or the top of the boat that struck the actual traffic, the pavement that you would drive on. So it doesn't necessarily look like it was a pier that was hit. And so that's new information that we're learning this evening. They received the information through a 911 call. That's how they say they received that information. And, again, they are still sweeping the area here. But, again, they recommend that people stay away from this area. This is not something that's going to be fixed tomorrow. They recommend that no one comes out here to look at what's going on and to steer clear of this place. There were no words about alternate transportation possibilities in the future. That would have to come from the highway department, whether or not they would offer a ferry of any sort to cross this area of Kentucky Lake. But again, we should know more here in a few hours. We'll obviously have quite a bit for you on Morning Edition tomorrow. And they are still sweeping the river. They have divers ready if they need to send any divers into the water to extract a vehicle or to attempt to rescue someone. But again, this has been well over an hour since this has occurred. And they're continuing to do some side scan sonar. So we don't know where the initial report came from that said that there were no vehicles involved, because the Marshall County Rescue Squad cannot confirm this information at this time.
And do you have a good look at the bridge? I mean, is it what state does it look like it's in at this moment?
It's so dark and foggy. All we can see are boat lights that are on. There's no like fixed spotlight on the bridge. We were hoping that maybe there would be one where we could see some sort of gap in the bridge, but again, there's no way to see it because of the fog right now. And that's one thing that the rescue squad has to contend with this evening. It took them a little bit longer to respond because of the slippery roads and the fog, and this is rain and drizzle that's coming down. It's cold here. What is it there in Murray? Is it in the low 40s?
It's 39 here.
Yeah. It's awfully cold here, and they're having to deal with these issues in their rescue to keep themselves safe. So we're looking at a rescue boat that's coming in now, right off the water, and they're giving some hand signals, but we don't know what they mean. But hopefully, we'll find out if there's any. If they found anything during their search.
And one final thing, I don't know if you have any idea, but the main internet connection at Murray State went down almost at the exact same time as the bridge collapse. Is there any word as to whether fiber optic lines could have been damaged in this accident?
Ooh, that's something new. I didn't know that. That's new information. We'll have to dig into that and see. We know that Murray State's carried by a a pipe through a company called Windstream, I believe, and there have been issues with it being severed before, and you know, it could be a mere coincidence, but we'll have to look into that.
Well, great, Chad. Really appreciate the report. Great work, and I'll let you get back to it, okay?
All right. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, Chad.